We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Rosh Hashanah, Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Sukkah, Perek Daled, Mishnah Ches. Ha-Halel ve-Hasimcha Shmona Ketzad. We mentioned this at the beginning of the Perek. Halel and the mitzvah of Simcha also take place all 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres. We spoke about, obviously, the recitation of the full Halel. And Simcha, we spoke about that a little bit. We learned that Mishnah. Simcha is Basar Shlamim. Simcha, maybe according to the Rambam, different ways that this is fulfilled. But this applies all the time. All 8 days. Malamid Shechayiv Adam Bahavel Uva Simcha Uvichvod Yom Tova Acharon Shel Chag Kishar Kol Yemose Chag. The emphasis here, of course, is on Shmini Atzeres. Person is Chayiv and Halel and Simcha on that last day, like all the other days of the Chag. The Gemara on Daf Mem Ches said that I learned this obligation of Simcha on Shmini Atzeres from the phrase V'hayisa Ach Sameach, because the pasuk begins with V'samachta B'chagecha. So why do I have to mention a phrase at the end, V'hayisa Ach Sameach? That must come to include Shmini Atzeres. And it means specifically that the mitzvah of Simcha continues into the night of Shmini Atzeres as a continuation of after the seventh day of Sukkot. In fact, the Karban Shlomim that were brought in and shechted in the Beis HaMikdash for the seventh day of Sukkot, so those are going to be eaten on the night of Shmini Atzeres. Now, one issue that we have is that the word ach, generally, ach and rak in the Torah are mi'utim, are generally exclusionary terms. So how can ach, ahayisa ach sameach, come to include a day of Simcha? If anything, it should come to exclude a day of Simcha. So Vilna Gaon is famous for the following in Torah. Tamima quotes this in Devarim and Perek Tes Zayin, that ach, in fact, is an exclusionary term. How so? Because the 7 days of Sukkot, you have other mitzvot besides Simcha. You have Sukkah and Dalet Minim. So that means that Ach Sameach means only Sameach. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, there's only the mitzvah of Simcha. Only the mitzvah of Simcha remains, but the other mitzvahs, it excludes the mitzvahs of Dal and Minim and Sukkah, and indeed, therefore, Ach can be used in its normal sense as a miut. Then the Mishnah says, Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. How is Sukkah for 7 days? So it means it doesn't go into Shmini Atzeres. How is this in practice? Gamar Mileachol, the Mishnah says, you finished eating on Hoshana Rabbah, lo yatir Sukkah. So you're not allowed to take down the Sukkah yet. Different explanations. Maybe because the mitzvah of Sukkah is still in place for the entire day, and that's what the Mishnah is there to teach you. Sukkah is 7 days, and a full 7 days, Hoshana Rabbah, you have to keep the Sukkah up. Maybe according to some, because you may decide to eat a little bit more. You thought you ate your last meal, and then later in the afternoon, Hoshana Rabbah, you decide to have another meal. Or maybe it's a bizui mitzvah to take down everything from the sukkah. You don't want to take down the sukkah. So the sukkah we don't take down. Now, obviously, in Chutz La'aretz, we need the sukkah up anyway for Shmini Atzeres because it's a Suffolk Yom. But in Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres, you're not even allowed to eat in the sukkah. That's Bal Tosif. So obviously, you would say, what's the use of the sukkah? Let's take down the sukkah. Now you're not allowed to do on all of Hoshana Rabbah. You're going to have to wait till after Shmini Atzeres to take down the sukkah. Avol Mishnah says, Morid es hakelim in amincha lemala, but from mincha and on, which is 2.5 hours before the end of the day, so halachic hours, that you're allowed to do. You have utensils, you have your dishes, the couches, all the things that were halacha says we're supposed to bring into the sukkah to fulfill teshvu kenta duru. So you bring in the nice cutlery, you bring in the nice chairs, etc. So those are the things. Now I need them in my house. So those you're allowed to take from mincha lemala and Hoshana Rabbah and pnei kvod yom tov acharon shel chag in order to prepare for the last day for Shmini Atzeres. Perek Dalet Mishnah Test. Nisuch Hamayim Ketzad. This Nisuch Hamayim, which is also Halacha Moshe Misinai, so this the Gemara discusses on Daf Mem Dalet, Halacha Moshe Misinai, that we pour water down one of the holes in the Mizbeach next to the hole where we pour wine, Nisuch Hamayim, every day when we bring the Karban Tumid in the morning. There is, however, the Rehuda ben Beserin, the Gemara has this very interesting remez in the Torah for Nisuch Hamayim, because in the context of the Karbanos of Sukkot, we read this as every day of Sukkot. This is the end of Parshas Pinchas. So we have every day we bring the various kabbalas. We start out with 13 parim, and then down to 12, all the way down to 7 on the last day. So in that context, we speak about, of course, the nisach, the mincha, and the nisach hayayin that we normally do. But in the context of the nisach hayayin, we have generally the word is viniska, and it's wine libation. But we have in that context, one time it says viniskehem, and one time it says unisacheha, and one time it says kimishpatam instead of the word kamishpat that we have in the other days. So you have a mem over viniska, and you have a yud unisacheha over viniska, and you have a mem in kimishpatam, mem yud mem, that spells mine, that's an allusion to the fact that we have Nisach HaMayim in addition to Nisach HaYayin on Sukkot. So what do they do? Nisach HaMayim Ketzad, Tzlocha Shel Zohav Machzekes Shalosh Lugim. They had a golden flask that could hold 3 lug of water, and Hayam Emalim in HaShiloach, they went down to the Shiloach, to the freshwater spring right near the Beis HaMikdash, Silwan. They went down there, and they filled up this 3 lug the flask with water. He gyu l'shar hamayim. Then they came to the shar hamayim, the special water gate, and that was one of the southern gates in the Azara. And taku vehiru v'taku. So they would blow a tkiya, true a tkiya. This is part of the celebration, based on the pasuk kushav temayim bisason. When you draw the water, it should be bisason. It should be joy. It should be happiness. Allah vakevesh ufana l'smolo. The coin then went up with this water, with a flask of water, went up the ramp, and ufana l'smolo. And then he turned towards the left, which is the southwestern corner of the Mizbech, where all the Nesachim were poured down. And the Mishnah says, Shnei Sfalim shel kesef hayusham. There were 2 bowls of silver. Now, under those bowls, there was a hole, and they went down. Whatever you pour into that bowl would go down a hole in the Mizbech, or what was called the Shisin, would go all the way down underneath the Mizbech into the ground. So these, on the southwestern corner, there were 2 bowls, and they were made out of silver. And these are the ones where they would pour down 1 yayin and 1 mayim. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer shel Sidor, they're really made of plaster, of lime, El Hashayim Mushchar b'nei Ayayin. But because of all of the wine that was poured down, they were dark, so they looked a little bit, they were black, and they looked a little bit like silver, but that, and silver also becomes black after a while, so, but they weren't really, he doesn't think they were made of silver. Why would the one that was made for water be blackened? So because sometimes the kohen made a mistake and poured down the wrong hole, poured down the wine down the one that was for nisuch hamayim. He would do that sometimes during the year. Uminu kavin kimin shnei chotamin dakin, and each one had a hole like a very thin nostril chotam. One of the holes was a little bit thicker, and the other was a little bit thinner. What is that about? So that both the wine and the water would end up coming down and draining down at the same time. Wine is obviously more viscous, and that would take a little bit slower to go down. Water would go down a lot quicker. So the water hole was a little bit more narrow than the wine hole. And that way they got down at the same time. Ma'aravi shel mayim, the more, this was both in the south, but the southwestern one, a little bit more to the west, was that of the water. Mizrachi, the more eastern one, southeast, shel yayin, that hole was the one for wine. Eira shel mayim, l'soch yayin, v'shel yayin, l'soch mayim yotza. But the evid, if you poured the one that was for water, you poured it into the water into the wine, or the reverse, you're still yotze. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, balo kaya menasech kol shmona. Rabbi Yehuda says they would use a log of water, and he says this would be done all 8 days. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is really arguing with the Tanakhama on 2 issues. Number one, the amount of water was 1 log, even though the Tanakhama said 3 log, right? The Tanakhama was told you before we spoke about the flask. So it said it was Stocha Shel Zav Machzekes Shlosha Lugin. He says, no, it was one loaf. But then he also says, kol shmona, all 8 days. According to him, there was even, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was even nisuch hamayim on Shmini Atzeres. Against the Tanakhama, who says nisuch hamayim was only the 7 days of Sukkot. V'la manasech omim lo, the one who was pouring down, the kohen is pouring down the water, they would say to him, hagba yodcha, lift up your hand. We're afraid that maybe he was a tzeduki, and the tzedukim obviously didn't believe in the nisuch hamayim. There's no source in the Torah for this at all. So we were afraid he maybe was tzeduki, and he wouldn't be doing the mitzvah. He'd pour the water out. Why would they tell him to lift up his hand so they could watch what he was doing? Shepam achas, one time nisech echad al gabe raglov. He poured the kohen. Obviously, was a tzeduki, and instead of pouring the water down in the bowl and down the hole, he poured it over his feet. Urugamu kolam esrogen. Everyone threw their esrogim at him. So therefore we want this way, in order to avoid that, to make sure that we know he's not a tzeduki, we say hag b'adotcha. We need to watch that he is. That he is pouring it down in the proper way. Now the Gemara in Yuma, actually, on Daf Chavav, makes the point that what do you mean with their esrog? Why do you have to tell me with their esrogim? They stoned him, they pelted him. That's all. The fact that he used the esrogim. So the Gemara learns that the Mishnah is here to teach us something agavorcha, something parenthetical, and that is, when did they do the nisuch hamayim? In the morning, with the karban atamid, at the time when people would typically take the lulav and esrog. So that's why we mentioned that they pelted him with their esrogim.